This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Noel King. President Obama is one vote shy of the 34 votes he needs in the Senate to solidify his Iran nuclear deal. Obama won the support of two Senate Democrats, Bob Casey of Pennsylvania and Chris Coons of Delaware, yesterday. Secretary of State John Kerry will make a speech about the deal in Philadelphia today. Kerry has argued that if the U.S. nixes the deal, it could cause tensions with the six other world powers who signed on. Kerry says that could undermine U.S. economic power and even erode the dollar's status as the world's go-to currency. Marketplace's Andy Euler asks whether that's likely to happen.
President Obama says walking away from the deal would weaken U.S. credibility, not to mention create financial complications with markets around the globe if the U.S. goes it alone in imposing sanctions. Chris Sheridan is a senior editor for Financial Sense. He says there's been fear that the dollar will lose its reserve currency status for decades, but that comes with some pretty big implications.
To say the U.S. dollar is going to lose its reserve currency status is really to say that the U.S. is going to no longer be the world's largest economy.
And that would take a while. Backing out is sure to put the U.S. in an awkward position with its allies and international banks. But is it really as dire as Kerry suggests? Jim Gelvin teaches history at UCLA. He says reprimanding countries that are trading with a nation that we've sanctioned is one thing.
But can we really sanction the British pound, the Deutschmark, the French franc, the Chinese? I mean, it's impossible.
But Kerry has pointed to Russia's suggestion that continued sanctions could jeopardize the dollar's dominant global position. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.